my utmost for his highest. It was June the 6th. Work out what God works in. Work out your own salvation. Philippians 2:12-13. Your will agrees with God, but in your flesh there is a disposition which renders you powerless to do what you know you ought to do. When the Lord is presented to the conscience, the first thing conscience does is to rouse the will, and the will always agrees with God. You say, "But I do not know whether my will is in agreement with God." Look to Jesus, and you will find that your will and your conscience are in agreement with him every time. The thing in you which makes you say, "I shan't," is something less profound than your will. It is perversity or obstinacy, and they are never in agreement with God. The profound thing in man is his will, not sins. Will is the essential element in God's creation of man. Sin is a perverse disposition which enters into man. In a regenerated man, the source of will is almighty. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You have to work out with concentration and care what God works in. Not work your own salvation, but work it out, while you base resolutely, in unshaken faith, on the complete and perfect redemption of the Lord. As you do this, you do not bring an opposed will to God's will. God's will is your will, and your natural choices are all along the line of God's will. And the life is as natural as breathing. God is the source of your will. Therefore you are able to work out his will. Obstinacy is an unintelligent wodge that refuses to be enlightened. The only thing is for it to be blown up with dynamite, and the dynamite is obedience to the Holy Spirit. Do I believe that Almighty God is the source of my will? God not only expects me to do his will, but he is in me to do it.